Yeah, we had an alumni come back 2 weeks ago. He's currently at University of Texas Southwestern Medical School, which is a very prestigious program. And he has was telling us he has lots of classmates that are from Ivy League schools. And he says, my education is as good as theirs. I'm just as well prepared.
Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Dr. Brenda Whaley is with us today. She's the professor of biology, and she was named HBU Faculty Woman of the Year in 2000. She received the Opal Goolsbee Excellence in Teaching Award in 2001, was named the HBU Minnie Stevens Piper Professor nominee in 2003 and 2004. She's a leader and a servant within the College of Science and Mathematics and in the university as a whole, and we welcome you today.
Thank you for having me.
And I understand you're an HBU alumni.
Yes. I won't give my year of graduation, but let's just say it was back in the day. But I got my undergraduate degree here and then went on to do graduate work at Georgia Tech Institute of Technology and at the University of Texas Health Science Center here in Houston.
Well, it must be a total different investment when you've been here 21 years and you come back to your alma mater, so to speak, to be a faculty member and to have that kind of tenure.
It's really been a huge blessing to me. Some of the faculty that are here now were my professors back in the day. And I just can't tell you how much I appreciate the fact that they have let me grow up.
So would Doris Warren be one of those?
Yes, she was my academic advisor when I was here, and she's now Dean of the College of Science and Math. And then Avon Brownlee is one of my colleagues, and he was one of my professors as well.
That is fantastic. Of course, Doris Warren, 50-year veteran, she's just an absolute amazing trophy of HBU. We're so thrilled that your tenure, 21 years, and I've heard so much about all the positive influences and impact you've had on HBU. HBU is special, isn't it?
It's very special. I just feel like I have a dream job. I just love to come to work every day. Our students are so talented and so motivated and want to be here and want to learn. My colleagues over in the biology department are wonderfully knowledgeable and very supportive and very, I would call it student-centric. That they know that's their role here, is to help students get to where they want to go in life. And to work in that environment has just been a huge blessing for me.
Now, you've gotten these accolades as recognized as a teacher of excellence. I mean, that obviously says something about your commitment in the area of biology. And
Well, I'm so fortunate because I love biology. I love to talk about it. I get to come to work every day and do that. And so I really enjoyed that part of it. I also love the fact that HBU is smaller. My classes are small enough to where I can learn all my students' names. We get to teach our own labs here. I really like that part of it, working with the hands-on part of learning the skills that you have to be a good biologist, a good scientist, a healthcare provider. I'm the person that teaches them how to focus the microscope and how to use the dissecting tools. And I just really enjoy that part of it.
So tell me, let's talk about biology at HBU. I mean, obviously our nursing program is incredibly strong and growing. And of course, the school there in science and mathematics. What is it? Give me the whole overview of the biology at HBU.
Well, we are a liberal arts university,
right?
But we're very fortunate to have what I would call historically strong natural science programs here. And so since the 1970s, HBU has been known as a really good place to go if you're going to be pre-med. And the thing I like about my job is that because we are small, I get to have students when they're freshmen and get to kind of help them start that journey of becoming a professional. And then because I get to teach senior level classes as well, I get to see the whole process. I get to see them 4 years later when they are knowledgeable and confident and just becoming a young professional. And it's so, I can't tell you how gratifying it is to see that and play a role in it.
Now, there's a tremendous affinity with the medical hospitals and HBUs, nurses, and those who go from our pre-med area. Why has that relationship been built so strong?
I think it's because we do a good job of branding our students. We are very purposeful over in biology to not, of course, we're going to give you the knowledge you need and the skills that you need to succeed in professional school. But we're also very aware of some of the intangibles, some of the characteristics that you need to succeed in science. So making sure that you know how to work in a team, making sure that you know how to make your contribution in a community, making sure you know how to recognize your strength and what you can bring to the table in a situation like that. I think it's so important, especially nowadays, because, you know, science is done by a team of researchers now. Healthcare is provided by a team of people. And so it's just very important to know how to function in a group. And I think that's one of the things we do for our students.
Now, my wife and I have been filming a project that is kind of charting religious disaffiliation in the United States. Mm-hmm. And so we obviously have interviewed and filmed with a lot of the leading scientists and atheists. And there are some people that just seem to think that if you embrace science, that God isn't anywhere in the mm-hmm. equation. Kind of a popular misconception, frankly. How do you answer that?
Well, I'm a strong believer. I have all my colleagues are strong believers. I've had students come into my office and say, I feel like the things that I learn in my classes at HBU are mainly taken from the Bible. But then when I get to the science classes, it's not as much. It's a whole different knowledge base that you're talking about. And what I tell them is, does that change the gospel at all? We need a savior. We all need a savior. The world is broken, and we've become estranged from God, and you know, the things that we talk about in science class don't change that one bit.
Exactly. And as we know, there are many great scientists who are believers in
yes.
Christ. I
yes.
mean, that's kind of the current media spin is rather inaccurate. Take us back to your faith journey, because, I mean, how did you become a Christian? And then obviously, for some reason, you picked HBU to come as a student.
Yes. I actually was not a Christian when I came to HBU.
Wow. Did you come to HBU?
Well, it's personal reasons, really. My father had become very ill that summer, and so I grew up in Westbury here in Southwest Houston, and I needed to stay close to home.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was not my plan A, mm-hmm. but I see in retrospect that God really had a hand in it. So I received a wonderful education here, loved my experience here, met my husband here. We're still married, happily married. And when I was about 25, I accepted Christ and became a Christian.
And so what was that? That's interesting to me, because there's a proportion of we know statistically after 18, the proportion decreases of people who become a Christian. What was the dynamic at 25 that you became a Christian?
I had a lot of intellectual knowledge about Christianity, obviously going to school here. You take the Bible classes. And so I knew what the gospel was. I knew, you know, Bible history, but I just had never accepted Christ as my Savior. And my husband and I decided to start attending a church. We were living in Atlanta at the time. And I just felt at some point, I have to make a decision. I have to either say yes or no. And I knew I couldn't say no. So I said yes and started the journey we call the Christian life.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So how did that then translate to you getting postgraduate work and entering academia on the university level?
So I really didn't know that I wanted to be in academia. When I was in graduate school, I sort of envisioned myself either in a research lab somewhere or working in industry. And because I was an HBU graduate, when I was doing my postdoc, the man who was the dean of College of Science and Math at the time called me and said, I have an adjunct position open. I need someone to teach general biology at night. And would you be willing to come and do that? Well, you know, postdocs need money. So I said yes, and came and did that for a semester and just loved it, just absolutely loved it. And signed on to do the next semester as well. And a position came open, a full-time position, and they kind of had a feel already for my ability in the classroom and how students responded to me. And so I applied for the position, and thankfully I got it, so here I am.
So give us an update in the biology of the College of Science and Mathematics. I mean, what's the latest and greatest that's happening?
Well, we made some changes to our curriculum a few years back where we introduced a capstone course that our students have to take. And what they do is the faculty actually are the ones that sit in the audience and listen. And the students are assigned papers that they have to read from journals. And it's you know, current research findings. And they have to present that information to the class. And usually, if you've ever read scientific papers, there's usually graphs and tables and pictures of things in there. And so they're having to present those things. The only caveat is they don't know in advance which one they're going to have to present. They don't find that out until they get to class that day. And so one of the things that's come out of that we didn't really foresee is it's really allowed our science students to bond with each other. We're small, so they have gotten to know each other anyway, but by their senior year. But the night before capstone, the study rooms in the College of Science and Math are just full of students, capstone students. And they're talking about the paper, and they're explaining the results to each other, and they're practicing asking questions and answering questions because they know that's what they're going to have to do in class. And so they just end up with just a wonderful community building experience. And we've seen our biology field test scores have really gone up since our students have started taking that class. So routinely our students will score in like the 90th percentile nationally.
Really?
In things like, molecular biology and genetics, those kinds of areas. So we've been very pleased with that. We feel like we're giving them, a really good quality education.
I would think at the 90 percentile, nice place to be.
Yeah, we're very proud of that achievement.
Why should a student come to Houston Baptist University? I mean, Texas, as you know, has all kinds of higher eds that you can look at. Why should they come here?
Well, I think if they want their education to be a more personalized experience, that this is the place for them, because we do strive to provide a quality education in our area, and they will get a chance to know their classmates. They'll start out in their freshman year, and they'll be in lab with them, and that will continue on. They'll have some of the same classmates semester after semester. They'll have to work together in the ways that I've described. And I know our alumni, you know, they still keep those relationships. They still stay in touch with each other. So I think that those are relationships that they're making for a lifetime.
And the majority of vocations that emanate out of a student who is in the College of Science and Mathematics is what?
We have students every year that go on to graduate school and either end up getting jobs in research. I have a student now that aspires to work at the CDC one day after grad school. We have students that want to go to medical school, and certainly we get people placed in all the Texas medical schools every year. Dental school, people that want to be physician's assistants, pharmacy school, optometry school, all of those kinds of careers are options if you get an undergraduate degree in biology.
And HBU, I mean, is recognized by all of those fields.
Yes.
And there's a tremendous respect for HBU.
Yes. And we had an alumni come back 2 weeks ago. He's currently at University of Texas Southwestern Medical School, which is a very prestigious program. And he has was telling us he has lots of classmates that are from Ivy League schools. And he says, my education is as good as theirs. I'm just as well prepared as they are. And that's just very affirming to hear.
Oh, that's more than affirming. It's just got to really bless your heart, the level.
It does.
And
it
so does. The mixture of faith with academia has not cheapened academia whatsoever at HBU.
Not at all. One of the areas where we really try to help our students, in addition to teaching them how to be a good member of a community, is in the area of ethics. Mm-hmm. And so we like to bring the faith piece into that. So we have an exercise that we go through with our students where we talk about bioethical issues, and we say we need to look at it from three aspects. Is it moral? You know, is the decision that you're making moral? Is the decision that you're making fair? And is it charitable? Is it kind?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just very important to us that our students leave with that perspective, that not only do they need to be proficient at what they're doing, they need to be charitable and kind.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly in our divided culture, that can't be said enough.
Yeah.
And the beauty, again, of Houston is there is a kindness in Houston that I don't see in a lot of cities across the nation. And there's a beautiful ethnicity here at HBU that is in harmony.
One of the things that we've started doing recently is one of the HBU pillars is to contribute to the local community.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have been partnering with a local middle school. It's Kipp Academy. It's here in the Sharpstown area, and it serves the students that live in this area. And many of them are what in science we would call an underrepresented minority, in the sense that traditionally not a lot of people from those groups have had careers in science. We have lots of diversity in our science classes, so we have students that are from those same groups as well. And we have lots of programs here at HBU that are specifically designed for, like, TRIO and First Gen, for those types of students. And so we have started bringing these middle school students over to the HBU campus. We did it in the spring, and our ecology students led them through some learning activities where they examined the water quality of Friendship Pond and the pond in front of the Hodo residence and even these little fountains out here in the quadrangle, and took them through that exercise. And then they came back again about 2 weeks ago, and we took them through activities learning about the heart. So they had their EKGs done and their blood pressure, and we looked at dissected pig hearts with them. And so it was an opportunity for them to see science, you know, college science students that maybe look like them. And it was an opportunity for our students to see that they already have expertise and can make a contribution back. So it's just been a really fun project that we've been doing, and we're actually writing a grant proposal to try to get some funding to keep that going. And even enhance it even more.
There's nothing more beautiful than encouraging another life and every one of us.
It really is. And it makes it clear to our students that they can already start to give back.
That's super. Dr. Brenda Whaley, who is the professor of biology in the College of Science and Mathematics, and we want you to learn more about that. And to parents that are listening, to prospective students, there is a distinction and a difference at HBU worthy for you to review and check out. You can do it at hbu.edu/COSM, College of Science and Mathematics. And remember, you can call our admissions office at 281-649-3211, and they'll answer any and every question you have. How can they find you on our website?
My email address is bwhaley@hbu.edu. And I think if you just search Brenda Whaley, my contact information will come up.
And Whaley is
W-H-A-L-E-Y.
Yeah, well... Dr. Whaley, it's a real treat to have you today. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you for letting your light shine at HBU.
Thank you so much.
And we're excited about where you're going and the whole department in the days ahead.
Thank you.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.